Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back. Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O'Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Friday, April 28th, 2023. It is about 7:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 4:13 a.m. Pacific Time and about 1:13 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. And before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show we discuss sports investing through sports wagering and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline or contact www.gamblersanonymous.org and hopefully they can get you on a path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors as you were yesterday. Gave you three, two of them hit, two out of three. The one that didn't hit, we had the Angels minus 1.5 against Oakland, and the Angels only won by one. Ohtani got rocked in like the fourth. The Angels go up 5-0 in the bottom of the third, and then the Angels, Ohtani gave it right back in the top of the fourth. Like, what the hell? You know,
and the two we won
in the NHL, we had the Vegas Knights on the money line against Winnipeg, and they won for us. And we also had, in baseball, we had the Baltimore Orioles on the money line against Kansas City. But we don't dwell on wins, we don't dwell on losses, we keep going. And I've got three for you today, two in baseball, one in Hoop Rock, NBA. Let's start there, where we got game we got game six, the Lakers hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. Okay, Lakers up 3-2. I'll be honest with you, I don't like Memphis at all in this one. I think Memphis is going to get routed. I mean, like I said, they gave the old college try, for lack of a better term, at their building in Game Five. But LeBron's a veteran. He knows he's got to put these young kids away, and he's got to put them away early so he can get some type of rest for the next round. And I think he does it today. Him and AD, Anthony Davis, I think they're going to take it to Memphis a little bit. The Lakers are favored by 4.5. We're going to go ahead and take that, or minus 4 actually, for minus 120. All right, going to drop that hook off there if you can. If not, if you can't drop the hook, then it's going to be minus 110, okay, for 4.5. But yeah, we're going to take the Lakers minus 4. All right. Yeah, I just like the Lakers in this. I think LeBron is a bad matchup for Memphis, and with all their turmoil, the personal issues, off-court issues that they're having, especially with their star Morant, and then, you know, they got dickheads like Dylan Brooks, I just think the Lakers are going to rout them in Los Angeles. So we're going to take the Lakers minus 4 or 4.5 if you have to have the hook, or you can bring it down to 3.5. Okay, that'll probably make you about 130, minus 130, all right? Then the two baseball games. We got one starting at 4:10 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show. We've got the Kansas City Royals going to Minnesota to take on the Twins. Okay, Jordan Lyles of Kansas City, he's 0-4 with a 4.88 ERA, 1.18 WHIP against Pablo Lopez. 1-2 with a 3 even ERA, 1.03 WHIP. Like I told you the other day, Minnesota is one of those teams that they just always seem to hang around in that central. You know, they don't have enough heat to go, you know, advance in the playoffs when they do go. But as far as the central, they're going to always finish it in the money for it. Okay, and it looks like this year, I'm not saying they're going to run away because they don't have, pardon me, they just don't really have that kind of a lead. But, you know, when Cleveland gets their thing back, they'll be straight. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take Minnesota -1.5 or -110. All right? I like that. And in the last game, another baseball game, we're going down south, you know, where your people from, down there in Houston, where the Philadelphia Phillies take on the Astros. Aaron Nola of the Phillies is the starter. He is 1-2 this year with a 5.4 ERA, 1.34 WHIP. And he's going against one of my favorite pitchers, Framber Valdez. Remember, we took him to win the Cy Young. Okay, I love Framber Valdez, the Dominican beast, Dominican left-hander. He's 2-2, 2.25 ERA, 1.16 WHIP. You know, I like Philly, or I like Houston until Bryce comes back. When Bryce comes back, I think that's when their bats will take off. You know, he's the heart and soul of that team, the lineup. You know what he did on the 2-2 count to win the World, to get the Astros, or to get the Phillies in the World Series. But tonight, I'm going with Houston, Framber Valdez and them. They've been still hitting, even with Alvarez being banged a little bit. So we're going to take Houston on the money line at -144, right? So let's recap, okay? NBA Hoop Rock, 10:30 p.m. tip-off. We got the Lakers hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. We're taking the Lakers -3.5 to 4.5, whichever one you want. 3.5, 4, or 4.5. The Lakers are going to win big, all right? But I'm taking it at 4, okay, for -120, okay, just for the show's sake. Okay, and then in baseball, 4:10 p.m., we got the Kansas City Royals at Minnesota. We're taking Minnesota -1.5 for -110 odds. And then 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, we got more baseball, Philadelphia at Houston. We're taking Houston on the money line, -144, right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action. And to recap today's action, but in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. And don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Okay, there will be a video tomorrow morning, okay, along with the podcast. But, you know, sometimes I talk a little greasy, speaking greasy about something in pop culture or sports, you know, a topic, you know, and sometimes I have interviews from people in the sports world, so you definitely want to follow that channel, right? But there you have it. You got plenty of time to get your action in. Let's be safe, let's be courteous to each other, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, everybody, be well. Peace.